you'll be familiar too that Chloe Swarbrick has been hauled across the coals too for her statement, and I'll repeat it, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Hey, am I going to get myself in trouble for saying that? Well, I don't really know. It's a campaign slogan that's been sung loudly across the globe, and so it was some umbrage was taken that she would use that line at a rally to support the people of Gaza, who, as we know, have been subjected to bombardment that's resulted in 10,000 people, and most of them kids, being killed. They're calling Gaza a graveyard for children. And Marama Davidson might have some thoughts here. It's a bit of a delicate subject, seemingly, there, because people are regarding Chloe's statements, Marama, as anti-Semitic. Are you comfortable to talk about that?
Morena, Dale. Yeah, I think it's really important for all of us, but Dale, to be talking about what our country and what our people here, who I know many of us feeling desperate and helpless, need to do about what's happening in Gaza, which is continue to apply pressure to ask our government to also apply pressure for a ceasefire. And the thing that's really important here, the Green Party has a kaupapa of a founding charter principle of peace and non-violence. And this is why you've seen the Green Party at every rally over the past three weekends, all around the country, in fact, not just in Auckland, why we have put our own pressure on the Chrises, both Chrises, to call for a ceasefire. And we are taking, and this is to go to your question, we are taking our leadership, we are taking our wisdom and guidance from Jewish and Palestinian peace activists here and around the world who are incensed that that the notion that Palestinians being able to have equity, human rights, freedom from the river to the sea is an assumption that they are all murderous, and it's a racist assumption that when they want to be free, it means that they want to slaughter. And that the thing about that is, well, who's getting slaughtered right now? Right now. Absolutely carpet bombed, and it is a genocide. And so the Greens will always, always continue to stand against injustice and oppression.
Thank you, Marama. You too have also warned, don't come after the treaty. Again, if I can paraphrase your cordial. Willie just said, look, I'm just saying what I'm hearing on the street. Our people were forced to march in 75. We went back there in 04 for the foreshore hikoi. We don't just take change to things we hold dear lying down. And so what would you anticipate? And you've seen our people arc up before. What would you anticipate a reaction to an affront on the treaty might be from Māori? Civil unrest?
Look at what we do when we mobilise. And I think this is an important distinction here to make, Dale, because look at how we have a treaty. Look at how the generosity of tangata whenua ensures and allows for tauiwi, for non-Māori, to have a home here. I've been hearing at the rallies of Gaza, for example, I've been hearing Pākehā non-Māori say, gosh, look at our example of my own children being able to grow up here without being bombarded by bombs, without being made prisoner and hostage because of scrapping over whenua. Māori have the leadership in civil disobedience and non-violent, peaceful active resistance, we've got Parihaka, we've got Takaparafau, we've got Uhumatao, we've got Foreshore Seabed, we've got Whinakupa, you know. And so, yes, we absolutely will rise. Just try and come for it. And we will absolutely rise and mobilise. And like Willie, that's what I'm hearing on the ground too. And I've been out there a bit lately with our people, and that's exactly what I'm hearing too. So, you know, they can try, but our people will mobilise. And, you know, there's a link there. I made that link, that explicit link with what's happening in Gaza and how here in Aotearoa, we are a shining example. And we know that we haven't reached a full honouring of Te Tiriti yet. We know that. We know it continues to be breached. We know our people in poverty is still a political violence. So, but however, we still know that we can continue dialogue about how we live harmoniously together, and that is a unique leadership example that the Green Party wants to highlight also when we're talking about what is happening in Gaza and why the State of Israel must stop the bombing and must cease fire now. There is a link.
And we've got what many see as a coalition of the right dominating here. What does their success, and I also acknowledge your own party's success, but what does this success say of New Zealand, our voting trends, the way that the electoral process is structured? Was it set up to allow a sort of right-wing political ideology to flourish in our country?
Well, in the world, really, I'd be interested to tell. I mean, one example is when money can influence election outcomes. I'd be interested to see the, say, for example, the dollar per vote, the settling up of the dollar per vote for us, for example, with ACT. Comparatively, you know, this is why I'm really proud of our campaign, Dale. Our people turned up to door knock and to phone call and to markets and to support for the kaupapa, and many on the bones of their ass, and they turned up for the kaupapa to get the Green Party the best ever election result that we've had so far. And we didn't have a private jet that was gifted to us to get us around the country, to get our volunteers around the country. We didn't have people being paid to do the campaigning for us like those political parties with massive donors. And so we've got to factor in who democracy privileges and who it disadvantages. And again, this is why a modern democracy cannot allow for the majority to vote for the tino rangatiratanga of a minority, which is Te Ao Māori. It's not up to Tauiwi. It never should be. It's up to us and us alone.
Tēnā koe. Well, the whole political environment seems to be in limbo as the discussions continue as to the potential makeup of the government. From your perspective, what's dominating your Green Party mahi at the moment? Let's just look at. We've had confirmation of the Red Team's leader in Chris Hipkins, and we've got Carmel sitting in the wings there. What's the focus of your mahi, for instance, in the week ahead?
Yeah, well, we were celebrating bringing Kahurangi Carter on last week as our 15th MP and the highest party vote ever. So really celebrating and taking our time to acknowledge what that has taken from our volunteers all around the country and the strong platform that we stood for and the choices, you know, people were voting for our solutions and our plans to end poverty, to look after our planet and our people. And our focus now is how do we take that strong platform forward, settling our MPs, getting their feet under the table, making sure that they're feeling that they've got what they need to set themselves up, even the things like getting them used to the processes of the House, of sitting weeks, so on and so on, the machinery of government. James and I meeting with every single one of our new MPs one-on-one and having big sessions with them about what's to come, what their visions are, what their focus, what they want their focus to be, and starting to figure out what our strategy is. Now that we know the final count of government, we've still got to wait for a government to be formed, but starting to strategise how we take our strong platform forward for the next 3 years. And today, Dale, ECE, Early Childhood Education, are having rallies around the country, around the motu, to support and highlight their value and their contribution and why they deserve to be paid what they're worth and to be recognised for what they contribute. And so the Greens will be attending rallies, and there is stop work and shutdowns from different centres, and we'll be attending those centres around the motu. I'm going to the Parliament ECE in Wellington later today, and we'll be attending those again to support their voice, to support community collective organising, and most of all, to support our mokopuna. And so, you know, our mahi continues where we show up for the community, Dale, like what we're doing with Gaza, similar to what we're doing with SCE. And I'm off to Māori Iwi Leaders Forum tomorrow in Christchurch. My understanding is that apart from National, there are no other political parties attending, and I've got a contingency taking our wahine Māori with me to Iwi Leaders tomorrow. So we're continuing to show up for our people and for our kaupapa, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. All the best. I did speak with Wendy too from the ECE sector yesterday. It's galling that, you know, you can get a degree and then land in a early childhood centre, which we all agree is so vital to the development of our tamariki and mokopuna, and be paid under the living wage. It's just staggering, but that's their reality. Yeah. So I hope that goes well. Just finally, too, I probably should have asked before, are you anticipating any legal challenge or public censuring of Chloe, or do you think that one has gone now? And where do the Greens sit here? Would you, professionally back her in for her comments, which have hit the headlines, Marama?
No, because we know where the focus needs to be. The focus needs to be on humanising all of the people of Gaza who are getting completely carpet bombed at the moment. That's where our focus is. And while it's absolutely mokopuna and children, and surely we can agree that that is just wrong and inhumane, actually any person, any innocent civilians, and they are being completely massacred. It's just not on. It's completely wrong, and the killing needs to stop. It just needs to stop.
Marama, some of them are saying that they've got tunnels in there with armaments under hospitals. This is some of the international news media suggestions. How do you comment, or what sort of thoughts do you have on that type of suggestion?
What an abhorrent excuse for killing people, for killing innocent people, for aiming at hospitals and universities and schools, for aiming at residential households. What an abhorrent excuse. And, you know, where have we seen this before? Excuses to slaughter people and massacre people. Absolutely outrageous. All of the killing must stop. Otherwise, our world is going to lose its humanity. And the vision needs to be our Jewish and Palestinian mokopuna living in peace together, sharing holy lands together. We know it can be done. We here in Aotearoa know that can be done. sharing Jerusalem together for all faiths and all religions and all people in true peace and harmony. And carpet bombing Gaza is not going to bring intergenerational peace for any of those mokopuna, not Jewish mokopuna and not Palestinian mokopuna. And everyone needs to rise up and demand enduring peace and absolutely reject any of those so-called excuses to kill children and to kill innocent civilians. Reject them.
Tēnā koe, Marama. Thank you for sharing some kōrero. Strong and principled kōrero too this morning with our people. Mauri ora kia koe tuhine.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. It's the sort of stuff we can get on Pākehi.